Good morning. It's 7:45. Joining us now is our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok.
Morning, David. Nice to talk to you.
Alan, we've got a lot of things going on today. Of course, Vice President Joe Biden, who last year dubbed one of New York's airports a third world country, is going to make a major infrastructure announcement this afternoon with Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York City.
David, the first thing is that I'm fascinated by Joe Biden. As Hillary Clinton comes under more and more intensive shock value attack, she used her computers in the wrong way and everything else. Hillary Clinton is the front runner. And I fully expect that this election is going to be Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush. And if Hillary, for some reason, drops out, then the question is, who becomes the next up? And in my mind, it has to be Joe Biden. Biden is beloved by many people in the Democratic Party, so he's getting around. He's had terrible tragedy in his family. He's a very sympathetic character. Sometimes they say he does malaprops and he says things that are not accurate. However, I have to say, people like that, they see themselves in him. Would he like to be president? Well, he's admitted he would like to be president. So he comes to New York, he talks about infrastructure, he goes to other places. I think Joe Biden becomes a very attractive candidate if for some reason Hillary Clinton is out.
Of course, on the other side, we have more than a dozen Republican candidates, including Donald Trump.
You know, we've talked about Donald Trump, and he has certainly grabbed the fascination of the American people. I have to tell you, David, we did a Vox Pop the other afternoon. Every single phone was lit up for the entire time. Now, our audience didn't seem to be terribly supportive of Trump, and yet he is a guy who represents a good deal of what America is all about. We worship money, people who have money. He runs his campaign. The first thing he says is, "I'm rich." Then he says, tells us he has $10 billion, which has been hard to establish, but is a great deal of money. And he is leading in the polls. Will Trump be the candidate? Well, the Republican establishment sure doesn't want him. I'm waiting to see whether or not these polls turn out to be fleeting or whether they hold on. So far, nothing he's done has annoyed people enough. He went after John McCain. While people may not have liked it, and McCain was a distinguished veteran, it didn't hurt Trump in the polls.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.
Thank you, David.